Yesterday we had Nick Grimshaw in, and we played the Music Love Hate game.
He was very good, wasn't he, Grimmy?
Brilliant.
Yeah, and he admitted to loving Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA. And then he sang a little bit over the chorus, and obviously we managed to take the recording of that and make this.
Let's hand up to play my song, you know it's gonna be okay. Yeah, it's a party in the USA.
He's like a 13-year-old girl,
yeah,
isn't he?
He really is.
Anyway, I said, oh, we should remind all your listeners tonight that you did that. So we
hid it.
Yeah. Have you heard this?
No, but I know what the plan was.
So we went into the computer that does all the music, and we swapped one of his records for a recording that we'd made. So we had half the record play, and then an interruption of me, and then the record continued again. And then we relabeled it so it looked exactly the same. So when we dragged it off the computer screen and pressed play and sat back in the studio, the song started as normal, and then I appeared.
Right, we're into our second hour. Hugh Stevens up at midnight. Loads of big records between now and then for you. And of course, James Vincent McMorrow doing some stuff live for us in the studio.
Wow. So there you go, the record starts
sounding good, yeah.
Yeah. Whoa. Sorry. I've got to stop this record. Hi, listeners. Chris Moyles here. Hi. This is Grimmy singing Miley Cyrus.
Let's hands up to play my song. You know it's going to be okay.
He loves it.
Yeah, it's a party in the USA.
One more time.
Let's hands up to play my song. You know it's gonna be okay.
What's going on?
Yeah, it's a party in the USA.
Ah, brilliant. Okay, back to the record.
Wow. Thank you, Chris.
So he
just sat there in the studio completely unaware of the fact
he was on the phone, and he suddenly just goes, oh my god, hang on, what is this? It was about 11 o'clock last night.
So we hijacked him.
So he's halfway through his show, yeah.
Brilliant.
And then his reaction then is the next clip after the song.
Can you handle that just happened? He did say this morning when I was in there that he was going to do that, and I thought, he won't remember to do that. I wonder if there's more. We've not checked. Did you know, Cara? Tell me the truth.
I had no idea. I swear.
Are you sure? Because if I was listening, I'd be like, oh, it's one of those wacky things where they're like, oh, I didn't know that was going to happen. But I didn't. I was actually on the phone getting an update on Raingate. See what's happened to my flooded house. But the Miley Cyrus thing, which he played out there, I was singing along to in the studio. He's like, come on, sing along. I thought everyone was going to sing along to their awful records, but no, just I fell for it. And he clipped it up and dropped it into our show. So thank you for that, Chris.
He also talks about the fact that he enjoyed my scones, whatever you want to call them, and he was surprised because he thought I'd have tampered with them. And he said, because you know, with Chris, like, he's like, because he said, oh, I've made scones, and I'm like, right, yeah, I don't trust him, basically.
What do people think of us? Do you know, I think that sometimes people's image and perception of us is really skewed, and they actually think that we're genuinely evil, weird people.
Yeah. Which could not be further from the truth.
Mm. Whereas if you listen to the show for any amount of time, I think very quickly you realise that off the radio, I am the world's most boring, insecure man. And, you know... And now I'm trying to bring some of that boring, insecure life to the radio, hence... The Scone Show.
Yeah, The Scone Show. Yeah.
The Scone Show.
But no, that was very nice. Do you want to hear Grimmy singing Miley Cyrus again?
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. All right.
Let's hands up to play my song. You know it's going to be okay.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a party in the USA.
Nice. Grimmy is back on tonight, 10 o'clock, BBC Radio 1.
Listen, watch, share.